This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me. And lessons from 5-Minute University. If you got some comments, I'd love to hear, have we helped you? Have we encouraged you? Have you made changes in your life that have either been positive or negative as a result of what you've heard here? If you'd like to share that, specifically relating to what we've talked about, what we do here at USA Prepares, what your instructors do, have you followed suit? Have you taken a page out of the book of USA Prepares or Lessons from 5-Minute University, which is currently unavailable, just available here in the broadcast classroom over the air? Have we made any impact in your life? If so, we'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear about it. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. So, right into it. Lessons from 5-Minute University. Things that are not taught in school. So do you have a chest of drawers? You have a desk that has a drawer. You slide out the drawer. Yeah, I'm talking about vintage or antiques where it's wood on wood slides, hardwood on hardwood, and you pull out the drawer, and you'd like it to be a little easier. Well, what my mom did many, many years ago, she would refinish furniture, and she would take all the drawers out of a piece of furniture that maybe was painted, and she was going to strip the paint off and bring it back to its natural wood and then refinish it and oil the wood, maybe even stain the wood or bring it back to its natural beauty. She would take the drawers out one at a time and mark them on the bottom. She would take either a piece of chalk or a pencil and or maybe even a crayon, and write a number, like the top drawer would be number 1. The second drawer going down would be number 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. So when she put them back in exactly the same place where they were, because they wear in. The drawer slides wear against each other, and you want them to go back where they were. After she refinished the furniture, what we would do, she and I, we would take a candle, you know, the kind of candles you might have had in the dining room. You know, when they burned down to just short candles, we would never throw them away. We'd have, you know, these short candles a couple inches long. And you take that candle wax and you rub it on the parts of the drawers that slide against each other. And the drawers slide so much more easily. And they last longer. Imagine that. So, you can do that, and I'd love to know what your thoughts are if you decide to try that. So, that's just a regular old hard candle. I'm not talking about don't use Vaseline or grease, just a hard candle. Okay, don't use soap because it's caustic. Just a candle. So, the next thing is washing clothes. Now, we don't use hot water for washing clothes, even though we heat our hot water with wood. You can save an enormous amount of money by washing in cold water, but I don't think you can do it with these new modern front-load washing machines. I don't think you can do it with these new agitator-less, meaning no agitator, washing machines. I think you have to have the old-fashioned agitator type, the old-fashioned whirlpool type that's been around since the 1960s, maybe even just a little bit before that. The kind that we have at our farm, the kind that people who have more money than brains can't wait to get rid of because they want a new look. Want a new look in their laundry room, so they will sell a perfectly good Whirlpool style washing machine with an agitator. If you have one of those, you can wash your clothes in cold water. I wash clothes all the time. And what I do is I will take a scoop of detergent, and we use very little detergent because we have soft water. You'll find out that if you have a water softener, if you have hard water and you soften it, you'll use way less detergent, maybe 1/4 of the detergent that you would normally use if you had hard water. So I put the detergent in the tub, and then I start filling the tub. And the reason I put the detergent in first is so that the detergent can have a chance to dissolve before I start washing the clothes. Now, sometimes I may put the clothes in while the water is filling and agitate for a few seconds to make sure that the detergent mixes with the cold water. And once I see that I've got some bubbles, soap bubbles, I'll let it go. So how much can you save by not using hot water when you wash your clothes? Well, about 64 cents, which translates to somewhere around $250 a year by using cold water. What also happens when you wash your clothes in a washing machine with cold water, the dyes stay more color-fast. The dyes don't leach out into the water. So if you're washing blue jeans, the water doesn't turn blue as quickly with cold water as it does with warm water. The clothes last longer. And it works great. So there's another thing that we do, and that is drying the clothes. How do we do it? Well, we had some clothes dowels, clothes rods, that go in the closets, those round 1-inch dowel rods. What I did was I cut them about 1/4 inch shorter than the width of the door trim. I picked a door and I said, I'm going to hang a drying rod here, right at the top of the door trim. So inside the door trim. So I took 2 cup hooks. And people used to hang their cups in their kitchen cupboards because I guess they didn't have enough space to put the cups flat on a shelf. They would hang them from the above shelf. Well, that was something that was common probably in the 40s, maybe the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Not so common anymore. But I took those 2 cup hooks and I screwed them in about 1 inch from the extreme ends of the door trim overhead, and I faced them the same direction. Then I took 2 more cup hooks and I screwed them into the dowel rod, this 1-inch dowel rod, to correspond to the cup hooks that would hang the dowel rod. And the reason I did that is it gave me enough space for the coat hanger to hook onto the dowel rod, and it let me remove the dowel rod should we have company and maybe not want them to see that we had a clothes dryer in the door frame. Now, I don't care about that. I don't care what people think, but I used to. And it works great. It really works great in case you want to remove that dryer rod. And you don't have to use a round rod. You don't have to buy one. You can just use a piece of wood, maybe a 1x2. You can paint it or not paint it. And it works great. So literally, you can save an enormous amount of money by drying your own clothes on a clothes rod as compared to running the electric clothes dryer. How much would you save? It's staggering. About 45 cents a load. That's at 12 cents a kilowatt hour. It's about 10% of your electric bill for most people. You can save 10% of your electric bill by drying your clothes without the clothes dryer. Now, we have probably 4 clothes dryers. 1 gas, 3 electric that I bought. Why? Because, you know, when I saw a Whirlpool washing machine for sale on Craigslist that looked in great shape for $100 with a dryer, I'd buy it. Why? Because I couldn't get the parts to repair a dryer for the price of the whole dryer. So I have one of everything. Then I got another one of everything. I got another one of everything. And then I decided, well, we just might someday decide to hook up a gas dryer because we have propane here. I've never done that, but I've never hooked it up, but we have one. So we have a bunch of these dryers and they're just stacked in the barn in case, you know, we need them. Because I do not want a new front load. I do not want a computer controlled dryer. I do not want a Wi-Fi enabled dryer. I don't need one. These, as a matter of fact, I've got a spot for the dryer in the laundry room, but I've never hooked it up. So I have 2 washing machines sitting side by side, one where the dryer would be and right next to the washing machine. So you can do that. You can have 2 washing machines. Don't need to. We do, but you can have one. We only use one at a time. So when one has a problem, like one had a capacitor that failed, I mentioned that a couple weeks ago, capacitor failed. I didn't have the capacitor. I ordered it on eBay, last one. It said, last one. Came in, $9.21. It took about 15 minutes to replace the capacitor, and it's working good as new. But I did something that is not commonly done. I don't know anybody else who does this, but what I did was I took a hypodermic syringe, the kind you give a cow an injection with, the size that is size of a whiteboard marker or a magic marker, you know, the short fat ones. That's about the size of the syringe. I put in some full synthetic differential lubrication, 85W90 full synthetic or 75W90. And there's a little vent hole in the transmission cover. When you take the cover off to replace the capacitor, it's right there. Little tiny vent hole, the size of a ballpoint pen ball. Little tiny hole. And you can take a syringe. If you bend it into a 90-degree angle, you can put oil in there and top off the oil in your transmission. That'll keep your transmission lasting probably another 40 years. So I put, over time, I've actually put 3 3cc syringes full of oil in there. It hasn't leaked out, and it just is as smooth as can be. So those are a few tips from 5 Minute University. I see some calls on the stack. And when we get back, Greg in Utah will be with us. And I see another call on the stack. Jason will answer that call, and we'll see if we can get you on the air. So have we helped you? Have we given you good information? Have we sent you sideways on a wild goose chase? Maybe you need a little more information? Have we given you a bum steer? Give us a call, 866-582-9933.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, just me today. And Greg in Utah is on the line, and Arjun is on hold. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. You know, you're bringing out the little tips there, and you mentioned the drawer, and it brought back memories of when I first moved to Utah. We were so excited because, you know, that's where my grandma and grandpa lived, and I was staying down in the basement in a little basement apartment that was my great-grandmother's apartment for quite a while. And I was fighting with the drawer one morning trying to get the dresser drawer open, and my grandmother came down and said, stop, stop, stop. You're going to rip the face off of this. And she carefully wiggled it loose. She took the drawer out. She emptied all the clothes. She turned it upside down, and she went in and he grabbed a bar of ivory soap and began to rub it against the runners. And she put the drawer back in, and I'll be darned if that drawer didn't slide in and out just like it was well oiled. And I thought, this is pretty smart, you know. University is a way of life, and it really needs to get out in a situation like this where we're not going to have all the conveniences that we have now. We'll be living more like we were when our grandparents were around. It's a way of life, and I really appreciate it.
It's interesting that you say that, Greg. And I was thinking about, you know, these new washing machines that use these pellets, these pods of soap. And I don't believe that they will dissolve properly. I could be wrong, but I think they need warm water to dissolve properly. So that means more load on the electric power grid for those who have electric hot water heaters. More load of on the natural gas system, more load on propane delivery for those who use propane to heat their hot water, more wasted energy. It's not necessary to wash your clothes in warm water, period. It's not. It makes no sense to me. However, the manufacturers of these appliances and detergents don't seem to care that we're killing the planet and we're wasting money. I'm not willing to do that. I want to save that 64 cents to wash the clothes, you know, per load, to wash the clothes in cold water. So you're right. Sure. Five-minute university is all about doing things a more simple way, a more cost-effective way, a truly more environmentally conscious way. And it works.
You know how many times I've been in a hotel and I've used their little front-loading machines, and I pull open the drawer, the tray, and there's a bunch of gelatin from these pods that never dissolved, never got into the wash, the laundry. In fact, when I did that, I didn't even bother to put any detergent in because I knew there was enough of it gummed up in the system that would probably be just fine on the clothing. But, you know, the other day, well, I can't say the other day, but we're in a time now. I had to renew my passport, so I had to make a quick flight to Denver. And the day before I left to get, you know, to renew my passport because I was going to be traveling to Panama a couple days later, my window broke, or the window motor. My window on my 1991 F-150 went down, but it wouldn't go up. So I had to go in there and have them open it up, and because I was in a hurry. And I just had them use some baling wire to keep it up once they got it up. Well, I got back from Panama, and sure enough, the other window broke on the other side, same thing. And to make a long story short, last week, I went to open up my door on my driver's side, and the cable broke. It opens the door. And it only took a couple of times of having to climb out the passenger door just to get out of the vehicle that I decided it's time to fix it. But thinking of 5-minute university and the time we're living in now, I removed the baling wire to get in there and fix my window. Well, guess what I did with that baling wire? I rolled it up and put it away for use at a later time when I might just need it.
Very well said. Very well said. We've got string, baling wire, fence wire, copper wire, and every conceivable gauge. You're absolutely right. We don't throw anything away. Greg, thanks so much. We've got Arjun coming on next. Greg, I'll see you on Friday.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia hit Ukraine with a wave of Iranian-made kamikaze drones on the capital, Kyiv. The strikes hit critical infrastructure in 3 regions, cutting off electricity in hundreds of villages across the country, according to their prime minister. Authorities in southwest Washington ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wind-driven wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. There's wildfires burning in the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Canada. In all, 24 large fires were burning in Idaho, 22 in Montana, 13 in Washington, and 5 in Oregon. The next level of internet connections rolls out next month in select cities. Google Fiber is launching 5 gig and 8 gig plans early next year. Google Fiber customers in Utah, Kansas City, and West Des Moines, Iowa will be able to try out the new tiers as early as next month. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my...
When you go to
DC,
you
have to... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, class, very quickly. Tuesday, Bert. Wednesday, Gwyneth. Thursday, Kyle. Friday, Greg, and then Bert. And next week, I'm going to see if I can arrange the schedule for Gordon West to be on with, if our schedules line up, his and mine. And we'd like to talk about ham radio. He is our expert instructor on ham radio, Gordon West. He's written multiple books on how to do it. And the topic would be long-distance communications over the air. Long-distance communications over the air. Do you have any questions about two-way communications? Are you interested in this topic? Should we flesh this out with short-distance communications, you know, a couple miles for, you know, your general area? What are your thoughts? Let me know, and we'll make sure that we cover them. That would be on hopefully next week with Gordon West. So send me an email, please. Instructor at usaprepares.com. Instructor at usaprepares.com. And let's see, we've got Arjun in West Virginia. Welcome, Arjun.
Good morning, Wes. Good to talk to you. So I was wondering, I bought like a fire extinguisher recently, and the thing is that, like, I don't know right now, like, how to use it. And the thing is that, like, when it comes to, like, fire, you know, like, you have to act very, very quickly, you know, like, so the thing is, like, the thing I was thinking that, like, if I just took out a pen and I just use it just slightly, just use it just outside for a little bit, in that way, like, my mind will actually know how you actually are going to actually use it, like, in an emergency. If I do that, like, is it that, like, whatever is inside fire extinguisher, does it evaporate? Does it actually, you know, like, does it vanish? Or when the fire extinguisher still keep intact, you know, like, whenever there is an emergency, like, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you know, like, so that's what I was wondering about fire extinguisher. There's one other question I have on solar. You know, like, if you are installing, like, solar, then the thing that, like, would it be, like, a good, can you put it, like, directly into your main breaker? Can you put the battery, can you connect the battery directly to the main breaker? Or do you have to connect it to the individual breakers where, like, you have individual breakers for your different rooms in the house? So you connect the solar directly to the individual breakers, or do you connect directly to the main breaker, you know, like a supply to the whole house, the electricity for the battery? So these things I was wondering.
Okay, let me see if I understand the question.
Yep.
Are you asking, do you connect the battery of a solar system to your main breaker panel? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The answer is no.
Okay.
Okay, and here's why. The breaker system, the breaker panel that you have in North America is called single phase. And it's actually split phase, but it's called single phase. And in most locations, it is 240 volts. Or 120 volts, okay? Alternating current. The battery bank that you would be installing would be direct current, which is completely different from alternating current. They are not compatible. The alternating current is 240 volts or 120 volts, depending on whether you have two breakers tied together or a single breaker. So a single breaker would be 120 volts, two breakers tied together, one on top of the other would be 240 volts. If you're building a battery bank, that's going to be direct current, which is either 12 volts, 24 volts, or 48 volts, typically. They are not compatible. So what you have to do is literally disconnect your breaker panel from the grid when you connect your household wiring to your solar inverter. So the way solar electricity works is there are multiple components. One, we'll say you have the solar panels. They generate electricity from the solar rays when the sun is shining, when they are aimed at the sun. That current is direct current. It's not compatible with your breaker panel. The next thing that happens is that solar panel, if you have an off-grid system, the next thing that happens is that the electricity, the direct current electricity that comes from the solar panel, goes into a charge controller, which regulates the amount of current and voltage that is used to charge your battery bank. And the reason for that is too much voltage will destroy the batteries. Too much current can destroy the batteries. So the charge controllers regulate or limit or adjust the voltage from your solar panels to your battery bank. The next thing that happens is your battery bank is connected to an inverter, which will take, let's say, 12 volts and multiply 12 volts direct current from your battery bank and multiply it 10 times to become 120 volts and convert it from direct current to alternating current so you can use it for your household devices, appliances, etc. Okay? So they are not compatible. Now the way to safely install a solar system to your whole house wiring is with a device called a transfer switch. The transfer switch has three positions. And one position is solar. The next position is off. And the next position is grid. So if you put the transfer switch in the grid position, you have been disconnected from the solar system. If you put the transfer switch in the off position, you're disconnected from the solar and the grid. If you put it in the solar position, you've disconnected the grid and you are energizing the solar system. Now, the reason for this, it's the same thing, that same transfer switch is used with a generator. The reason for that switch is to prevent the grid from blowing up your solar inverter. That's the reason for it. And for your solar system putting electricity onto the grid and electrocuting the guys and gals who are working on the power lines when there is a storm and they're repairing them. So what happens is literally if you didn't have a transfer switch and you just plugged your solar inverter into, and people have done this, and it's crazy to me. What they literally do is they take an extension cord and they put male ends on both ends of an extension cord. They plug it into a solar inverter, and they plug the other end of the extension cord into an outlet somewhere in their house. So the power has already failed, there's no electricity, and now they're running their house on their solar system, or they do that same thing with the generator. Then, while the guys are working on the lines, electricity is being pushed from the house down the power lines, and the guys that are working on it are now working on live wires, which they think are not live, and they can electrocute themselves and fall off the power lines and die. Or, when the power comes back on, the electricity is way more powerful coming from the grid, and it'll blow up the inverter. So the answer is, no, you cannot hook up your battery bank to your breaker panel. You cannot do that, and you need a transfer switch or a disconnect of some kind. I know that was really complicated what I said, but the best thing to do is look at some diagrams on the internet of how solar panels, charge controllers, and inverters are connected to home house wiring.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sounds good.
Now, you asked about fire extinguishers?
Yes.
Okay. Fire extinguishers are really handy, and we have them. And we have them in strategic locations. And they have dates, and they seem to expire after a certain number of years. I think they last longer than that, but they're supposed to be checked all the time and have your fire department check them. We don't do that. But we have them. We have one in the kitchen. We have them in the shop in case there's a fire. And what you do is you aim it at the base of the fire. Okay? Now, yesterday we did this, and this is something that y'all should consider doing. We have garden hoses that are not the cheesy vinyl kind that are brittle and don't unwind when it gets cold. Where you are, Arjun, in West Virginia, it gets pretty cold. So you need to have a high quality, typically a rubber commercial garden hose. Because, and you check the temperature, it says on the label of the packaging how cold it will go and how hot it will go. So you need one that goes way below freezing. And the rubber hoses seem to be the best. What we do is we make sure that we drain the rubber garden hoses completely empty. Then we coil them up, and we screw the ends together so no more moisture gets in them. Because if you have 1 ounce of water in the garden hose and it freezes, you will not be able to get water out of that garden hose to put out a fire. The next thing we do is we keep a brass garden hose nozzle with the garden hose. Now, what you could do is you could leave the brass nozzle screwed onto one end and have nothing on the other end. But we screw them together to keep dust and moisture from collecting inside there, inside the garden hose when it's being stored for an emergency use. The idea is we keep it really close to where there's a faucet that will connect to the garden hose. Should we have a fire, we keep the garden hose inside where it's warm, and we can uncoil it, take it outside if there's a fire outside, or use it to put out a fire in the garage or in the kitchen. So we have our own garden hoses at key locations to put out fires. And it's the best way to do it. The sooner you put out the fire, the better. Okay? So what fires need three things in order to operate. One, fire needs heat. It needs to have enough heat to start the fire or to start combustion. The second thing a fire needs is fuel. It needs something to burn. And the third thing a fire needs is oxygen or air. Now, if you take away the air, there's no fire. If you take away the fuel, there's no fire. And if you take away the heat, there's no fire. So the idea behind, literally, you need all three ingredients to have a fire: heat, fuel, and oxygen. If you take a garden hose and you put it in a spray mode, not a stream mode, but a spray mode, you're removing the heat from the fire. And that'll put out the fire. Okay? So the idea is you want to remove either the heat, the fuel, or the oxygen to put out a fire. And that's how fire extinguishers work. They typically remove either the heat or the oxygen. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, class. So, Mrs. Fennelli asked me to share with the class and Arjun that it's going to be 20 degrees here tonight. They were spraying the skies yesterday in the morning and in the afternoon. You had 2 chemtrails in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. Bang, freezing cold temperatures tonight, below freezing, 20 degrees here in Missouri. That means that you should be checking your antifreeze. If you live in an area that's going to be cold, below freezing, you need to check your antifreeze now. Okay? It's about $4 for an antifreeze tester. You can get it at AutoZone or you get it at the Chinese factory outlet. You can get it at any of the big box auto stores, maybe even the big box stores like Home Depot and Lowe's and Menards, etc. Antifreeze tester. Okay? And you need to find out what kind of antifreeze to put in your vehicle, and they are specific. So you need to make sure that you've got the right antifreeze in your vehicle, and it goes by color, believe it or not. So there's pink and orange and yellow and dark yellow and green and blue, and you need to put the right antifreeze in your vehicle. You need to have it below freezing, and we bring ours down to minus 35 degrees Fahrenheit or so. That protects the water pump. It lubricates the water pump, and it protects the engine blocks from freezing, because if your engine block freezes, your engine is no good. And typically, that means that the vehicle is now salvage vehicle. Okay. Next thing is, when the temperatures get low, tire pressures go down. So the air is more dense, meaning less expansion in your tires when your car is sitting, not even moving. Your air pressure in your tires gets lower and lower as the temperature gets lower and lower. So you need to check the antifreeze. Minus 35 is a good number. Okay. Check your tire pressure and make sure that as temperatures get colder, you're going to need to increase the tire pressure to bring them back up for the pressure they lost because of the change in temperature, meaning getting colder. You need to run your vehicle at least every week or so to keep your battery charged, because the battery, the lead acid battery in a vehicle, will freeze if it is not, if it's discharged, it will freeze. If it freezes, it will buckle the plates, the lead plates in your battery, and your battery will become junk. Okay? You cannot fix it once that happens. And batteries are now $200 a piece. So make sure you start your vehicle, run the engine once a week, get a battery charger, keep your batteries charged if you're not running your vehicle. And if you are, you might want to get booster cables and make sure, or jumper cables, and have them in your vehicle should you need them. Now, jumper cables are sized by wire gauge. The thicker the wire, physically thicker the wire, the more current they can transfer from one battery to another, like dead battery getting a charge from a charged battery. Okay, the thicker the wire, the better the cable. Now, they are rated in wire gauge, but it's backwards. The smaller the number, the heavier the wire. The smaller, the better. Okay, and the Chinese are cheating. They're using aluminum coated with copper, so it looks like copper wire, but it doesn't conduct electricity as well as pure copper. So pure copper is the best. Aluminum would be your second choice. And the larger the number wire, the thinner it is, the smaller the number of the wire, the heavier it is. The heavier wire is best. Arjun, any further questions about anything that we've discussed?
Nope. That is pretty much it. Okay. Thank you very much, man.
Don't go away. I've got one quick question for you. What's with the cows?
Oh, the cows. I was wondering, land, sorry. I was thinking that, just thinking about, if I can raise cows and how much would it cost to actually get started with cows, just two cows initially, how much will they take, food and water. So I don't know, I'm just coughing.
Okay, let me answer the question very quickly. Arjun sent me an email. He said he was thinking about getting two cows, or he wanted to know about two cows. And a cow, you need several acres per cow. So 3, 4, 5 acres per cow in most locations. And they need to be to get out of the sun, so you don't want them to be in the sun all the time. They need protection from the sun, the wind, the hail, the snow, the rain. And they need about 30 gallons of water a day. So 30 gallons of water per cow per day. And they eat about 30 pounds of hay per cow per day. So one round bale of, 900 pounds of hay will last about a month for a cow. So one round bale of hay will last 1 month. How much does it cost? Well, somewhere between $60 and $120. $120 if you want good hay. And you're going to need several acres per cow. I'm thinking 3, 4, 5 acres per cow. And it's a great way to go. So, Arjun, are you thinking about moving over here to Missouri?
I'm thinking about it.
Well, I'll help you. I'll help you if you come out and you're close. Herman, I'm sorry. We ran out of time. Maybe we can answer your questions tomorrow. Arjun, thank you. Herman, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry we didn't get to you. And we'll be back tomorrow with Bert.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.